Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's great to see everyone. Good to have you here today. I've got a few visitors I want to name in a moment, but do we have some first-time visitors here? You guys, yeah. What's your name?
Mine's David.
David?
Yes, sir.
You've been here.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, David, good to have you here today. You're with a great family up here. They fill up two pews. So that's great. Good to have you here. So Lloyd gave me a note this morning. And did you want to mention anything, Lloyd, before I read the names? Okay, very good. Now, you've got Isla and Kalini on the list. Are they here? Or? Oh, that's the kids? Are those the kids? Little ones. All right. Well, it's great to have you guys here, you folks here today. All right, any other first-time visitors here with us today? Okay, with that said, until we get the microphone fixed, if you've got a prayer request, just talk really loud, and so we'll just go from there.
Now it's working, yep.
Okay, looky there. Don't ever tell me we're not a high-tech congregation. Okay, on this side, raise your hand, talk to the mic, tell us your name. Marty?
I'm Marty, and my neighbor, Verla, was taken to Washington Regional last night with a stroke, and at midnight they sent her home because they didn't have any room. But so Verla and her sister, Elnora, please keep them in your prayers.
Yes, absolutely will, Marty. Thank you for sharing that. Charla?
I didn't get a chance. Be sure and don't forget about cookies if y'all want to bring them for VBS because it's a week from tomorrow. And also be praying for VBS. So
yes.
We have lots of kids, and we always have lots of fun. So,
yes, anyway. Yes. Thank you, Joe, for reminding us. Okay, back here, and then Eric.
I just want to pray for two things, or I got a praise report too. My grandma had surgery July 3rd. She had cancer on her eyelid. Anyway, went in through her jaw and removed it. So she's cancer-free at this moment. But my grandpa needs surgery on his arm, and he's got skin cancer.
Okay.
So I want to pray for him.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Clifton Cummins.
Very good. Thank you. Any other prayer requests on this side? Patty?
One of our girls from Cookson named Brianna. We hadn't heard from her in probably a couple years, but anyway, we got to hear from her, and she just asked us, excuse me, to pray for her and getting a job.
Okay. And her name again is?
Brianna.
Brianna. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Patty. Back in the back is Debbie.
It's all right. How you doing?
My name's Debbie, and my granddaughter and her husband is going on vacation with the kids next week. Yay! But I will miss them and things, but please pray for them to have a safe trip up there and back and things. They'll be gone from Monday until Sunday. And just pray that they'll have a good time and a good trip and no trouble or anything like that.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
You bet. On this side, prayer requests. Yes, Nathaniel.
I've got quite a few different praises. So we just got back from camp in Nebraska, and it was really good. And there was a lot of growth from the students that I talked to. And there was three different baptisms, so it was a very good week overall.
Good. Thank you, Nathaniel. Any other prayer requests on this side? Well, I've got a praise report. Beth was pronounced cancer-free the other day. Okay, so that'll go to Hank. Let's go ahead and do our prayer song.
Before I start on prayer time, I just wanted to apologize
for not being here last Sunday and taking care of communion. And I thank Rod for taking my place. And all that happened, other than Marion and I getting to go see Lloyd and Bobby, I looked at my list, which Rod gives us every month or 6 weeks, and I missed my name. Imagine that, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to thank Rod, and how wonderful it is that when someone makes a mistake, someone else takes care of it. So thank you, Rod. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do just thank you so very much for this morning that you've given us, that we could gather here as a church body to worship you and hear your word, Lord. And we do thank you for Melvin's message this morning. And just look forward to our time in Sunday school, Lord. We do thank you for our visitors that not only are here today, but have been here several years ago at different times, Lord. And we just thank you for them being with us this morning, and ask that you would continue to bless them and just watch over them. And Lord, we would like to lift up Marty's neighbor, Verla, who's had the stroke and just did not have room at the hospital to admit her, Lord. So we just pray that you would be with them, be with Verla's sister as they're at home together. And Lord, we just pray that you would be with her and watch over her. And if indeed she needs more medical attention, that that time would open up quickly for her, Lord, as she's in need of it. Lord, we would ask that you would be with us this coming week as we do prepare for Vacation Bible School and just different things that are needed to make that week go well, Lord. And, of course, most of all, that we would have a good group of children to come to be with us that we might minister to them, Lord. So we just thank you for that opportunity that you give us, and we ask that we as a group could be a blessing to those children. Lord, we'd ask that you would be with Eric's grandmother after surgery, and we are thankful that she's cancer-free right now, and that you would be with her as she recovers from the surgery. And also Clifton, that had skin cancer on his arm, and we just pray that will heal quickly also, and that you would be with him. Lord, for Patty and Walter's daughter, Brianna, that's needing a job, we just ask that you would be with her and help her to find the situation that would best suit her, and that she will find that quickly, Lord. We want to lift up Debbie's granddaughter and her husband and the children as they leave on vacation, and that you would just be with them and give them travel mercies, Lord, and bring them back home quickly. And Lord, for Nathaniel and Corbin's trip up to Nebraska this past week to church camp, and the three young people that were baptized there, and we do indeed pray for their growth in you, and that there would be people that would come around them and just draw them closer to you. Lord, we ask that you would be with Marion's friend Melody Melton, who's just finished up chemo treatments, and Lord, we just pray that they indeed have done what they hoped they would, and that would be, of course, to make her cancer-free, Lord. So we pray for that, and we're so proud to hear the report on Beth that she two is cancer-free already. So we just thank you and praise you for being there and that. And we ask that you would be with the country of Israel, Lord, as they're battling daily with not only troubles in the country, but all around the country, Lord, as there are so many people that would have them gone completely. Lord, we pray for our first responders and our military people, Lord, that you might be with them, for the police and the people that ride in the ambulances. And we just thank you so much for their dedication to their jobs, that we can enjoy our freedoms. We want to also just lift up our country, Lord, that we would grow stronger spiritually, and Lord, that we would just be able to stand up for you, Lord. And as time draws closer to your return, we just pray that we will do that, Lord, that we will take on the service that we need to, and that's bringing your word to everyone we come in contact with, Lord. And then it'll be their decision of whether they follow you or not. So just pray that we can all be bold in our witness for you, and that you would be with us and watch over us. And we just pray all these things in your name. Amen.